Hello, I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley.
And I'm her daughter, Dr. Heidi Horsley.
Heidi and I want to welcome you to Open to Hope Conversations, the podcast.
We believe that the greatest gift you can give yourself after a loss is hope, using this moment to connect with others who have not only survived, but thrived.
So let's get started. Welcome to the Open to Hope show. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, with my fiance and co-host,
Dr. Frank Powers.
We're going to have a great show today because we're going to have a good friend who has been a widower and has done a lot for men in grief.
Wow. That's a big topic. There's a lot of men who don't know how to grieve well, that's for sure.
Well, before we start the show, I want to talk to you about our new book. My fiance, Frank Powers, and I have written a book, Open to Love, The Secrets of Senior Dating. We're proud to say that 100% of the proceeds from our new book are going to go to the Open to Hope Foundation with a mission of helping people find hope after loss. So if you know somebody who's ready to start dating after loss, we hope you'll direct them to our website at Open to Hope or the Dating Doctors, because we know it's going to help a lot of people who are lonely and looking for love.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on our show today, Herb. Herb is a great guy and has been an advocate for men since his wife died of cancer, pancreatic cancer. You were only 55. You were at the time a bank executive, a marketer, professional speaker, turned widower advocate. And what did you find about men in grief?
Working with the widowers is the best thing I've ever done, in spite of my career. And there are so many challenges facing widowers, not least of which is that in America, we don't indoctrinate our children how to interface with widowers. We say men need to be tough and silent. And what they really want to do is cry. And so because they feel this obligation to uphold the male standard, they tell everybody that they're fine. Well, they're not even close to being fine. And there's not one of them that is fine. In fact, I actually tell my wife all the time, my new wife, you know, I know what I like about women. I can't figure out what you ladies like about us.
Absolutely.
But men are seriously challenged. And when people come and try to help them with their grief, maybe do little chores around the house or go to the store for them, they go, no, that's okay. That's okay. I'm all right. Well, they're not all right. And then they complain. The number one complaint of my thousands of widowers that I support is loneliness. And so what do? Men are fixers. And when they were married, the wife says, the light is out in the living room. That's a little cue to say, get a light bulb and replace it. So we know our role. We're fixers. So when we are broken, we see ourselves being broken when we lose our wife. The wife is the center of the universe. She sets the social calendar on weekends. We're the designated driver. Men are not good at making new friends. Very few men have friends from their youth. Their social circle is either church or work or neighbors, you know, maybe a golfing buddy, but they're not good at making new friends. So when men are fixers and they see themselves in need of repair, they go out and frequently, and I mean frequently, marry the first girl that they interface with. They don't know about the lady. And it's impulsive. And over 50% of the widowed men who remarry get divorced. Well, I tell them all the time, when you lost your wife, everything that she possessed came to you. And it didn't cost you other than your medical bills. Have you priced a divorce lately? You know, and I ask them that, and they don't. I ask the men all the time, what do you want in a woman? They never answer the question.
They just assume that any woman is going to give them exactly what the wife gave them that they lost. And right. You know, women are different, just like men. You cannot assume that they're going to be exactly like the person they lost. But they do. They think it's going to be replacement of that person is absolutely mandatory. And so the first person who does something nice for me, I'm going to latch on.
Most men get remarried within 2 years.
Exactly.
Wow.
Where the ladies are several years longer.
You know, that puts pressure on women because some of the great guys are getting married right away. Before they're ready. Yeah, and they want to talk about their deceased wives constantly. Widows tell me that these guys want to talk about their wife who died. And so some of the great women that I know give up on these guys. And we do say in the book, don't count out early widowers as friends. You know, try to friend them in and try to work with them, because they're going to be a good relationship in the end. But they do maybe don't want to have you as the center of attention. Their wife's still the center of their life, even though they're dating.
Yeah. You know, and also influencing the world of widowers is the corporate world. The corporate world has failed the male employee. And I was part of that. I worked for a big bank, and people would be widowed, and I would send them to an EAP program, the Employee Assistance Program, where they would visit with a psychologist for 1 hour three times. And I would wash my hands of it. And I would hold that person accountable for their performance. And it would cost their job frequently. The corporate America does not have the sensitivity. Americans in general don't have the sensitivity. But yet we wonder why men commit suicide. We've had 7 men come forward in my group and admit that they had contemplated suicide until they ran into my services. So yeah. we're thrilled with that, of course, but the men just feel so helpless. They have no place to turn. So they close the drapes, they turn off all the lights, and they sit in the dark, and they cry is what they do.
We know that loneliness is a huge issue that's being talked about right now nationally about loneliness. And certainly there are going to be more people with the baby boomers coming up that are going to be widowed and widowers. And that's one of the things we talk about in our new book. Is the first chapter we talk about, you better know yourself and what you want if you are going to start contemplating dating again and looking at your past relationships and really contemplate things before you think of moving into a relationship.
You're providing a real needed service.
So your widower support network, WSN, it's worldwide now. And you're doing podcasts.
Oh, yeah. We're in 42 countries.
Fantastic. It's really
my podcast has followers in 44 countries. So we're moving along, and it's all word of mouth. I don't do any advertising. I get a lot of referrals from my members who learn of another lady passing. And surprisingly, about 30% of my members have young children. And I think that's attributed to the older generation, my generation. I'm 73. Some of us are not computer savvy. So we can't find my service. So there's more likely that the younger people will find my service, and right. They have children. I had a podcast where I had 4 widowers one in Australia, one in Scotland, one in England, and one in India. The topic was, what are the cultural differences between your country and the U.S. and how we treat widowers? And the U.S. pales by comparison.
Yes.
We're terrible at it. One of them, the gentleman in India, was a 33-year-old doctor, a medical doctor. His wife was a 32-year-old medical doctor. She passed when she was 6 months pregnant. So he lost his firstborn child at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Just unbelievable stories of suicide and car accidents. And, you know, you can just imagine. I want to also mention another observation of mine, and that is the second most biggest complaint among my audience, and that is abandonment. And they use that term. They have friends that no longer call on them.
Yeah.
They don't know, and because they are not good at making new friends, then they're isolated. They're on an island.
Yes.
Yeah, the widowers right. I speak to feel the same way. They aren't invited out to couples things anymore. Their whole network. I myself have people that don't speak to me anymore and that I'm not involved with anymore after my husband died. So it's just the same kind of thing for widowers, you know, and their kids all think that they're really happy because you're happy when you're with your kids. And when you go somewhere for a holiday,
you're alone.
So the family sometimes doesn't realize that you're not, that things aren't great.
Yeah.
Because you're not, if you're down when you're with them, they won't invite you. So, you know, that's when you're happy.
Do you find in your work that sometimes friends, male friends, don't know how to respond to someone who has a loss? So they pull away out of their own fear of saying something wrong or not knowing what to say. And so therefore it's double. Both people feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And so they do nothing and then they drift away.
Right. They're afraid because they're not indoctrinated.
They don't know what to do and they're afraid of doing something bad and not being helpful. And the worst thing you can do is withdraw from your friend when they have a loss. But people tend to do that, unfortunately, especially men.
Well, I tell my newer members and get off the couch.
Good. Get off the couch. Great advice.
Sorry for yourself. And yes. By the way, you're not the only one that's grieving the loss of your wife. She had family. She may have children. She had fellow colleagues. Mm-hmm. She had friends. You're not the only one who's suffering. It may be hard for you, but it's hard for others too. I personally lost a brother-in-law in November. I lost a sister in May. I lost my favorite nephew in January.
Ooh, that's a lot of love.
My family, I have a large family, but we have lost about 6 nieces and nephews.
Oh, wow.
To different things. I mean, just strange. So it's not just the husband who's grieving, and stop feeling sorry for yourself. You know, get in the game because it's going to take effort to recover from grief.
Yes.
I love it. Get in the game.
Yeah.
Don't just be a bystander in the bleachers.
That's
exactly
right.
It's not going to
abandon and don't let other people abandon you.
But use good judgment.
Yeah. Well, Herb, thank you so much for all the work you do.
Well,
tell
you.
People how they find you.
Hopefully we hear from some of your followers and they discover my services, which, by the way, are free.
Right.
Everything I do is free.
Absolutely.
Yes. God bless you. Yes.
It's your passion and your mission. I call it our passion projects. Go to the Widower Support Network. WSN. Yeah. And you also have a book that you wrote, The Widower's Journey, Rebuild Their Lives After Their Loss.
Yeah, yeah. The podcast is Widower's Journey Podcast. And I think I mentioned to you, we were recently rated number one for widows and widowers.
Awesome.
For people who want the best thing that I do, although is probably the podcast, but the very popular thing that I offer is a Facebook page that's exclusively for men. Great. No women allowed. Even the editor, even those who write for me.
You women know how to give support. We have to learn how to do it as men.
So that Facebook page, because I have two, that Facebook page is Widowers Support Network Members Only.
Only.
Good.
Great. And then the public one for ladies and gentlemen is just Widowers Support Network.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us on this show today. And Frank and I know Herb, want to say to you that we're here for you, and that if you've lost hope, please lean on ours until you find your own, and God bless.
Open to love.
I'm Dr. Heidi Horsley. You have been listening to Open to Hope, the podcast. You can follow Open to Hope on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To learn more, visit us at opentohope.com and go to Apple Podcasts to subscribe.
I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley. Join us again next week for another Open to Hope conversation, where we invite you to lean on our hope until you find your own.